Okay, can if you hit the record button and you can see the level? Yeah. Okay, I think we're ready to go. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to episode one of the Play Podcast, Virgin Media's guide to the very best in awesome entertainment this season.
And you can see we're really leaning back and pulling. And that took a lot of effort to pull that apart.
That's what the straw helps to do. It really kind of gets that tensile strength to stop it pulling apart.
This week's episode is sponsored by Forest na Gaeilge, and we'd love to tell you more about them and the work they do.
And so deindustrialisation is just not a good idea from a climate change perspective. Changing the nature of production is important, but not simply offshoring your pollution and your emissions.
Welcome to the Journal.ie's The Explainer, where every week we take a deep dive into a different news story.
Gavin Casey here in studio in Dublin, and we're joined on the line from Japan. Still there, still kicking. Murray Kinsella, how are you?
Good, still battling away over here. Lots of interesting stuff ahead of the weekend. It's going to be a cracker.
So I sometimes think if you don't like the wine, change the music.
Back at Hangdai, service is about to start and the bar staff are getting ready for the evening.
There's a dignity about a cafe where patrons eat standing at a counter. People are in a hurry after all. But in this little cafeteria, patrons take their trays from the hot buffet to eat from narrow wooden chairs with a shelf built in on the side, as though they were desks looted from a nearby lecture hall.
This is mad.
Good. Full house. Well, shout out to all of you, man. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Appreciate it so much. Thank you guys for coming.
It was all a dream.
Well, energy is everywhere. All we have to do is harvest it. And the more it gets integrated into our daily lives, our bicycle paths, our buildings, the more it becomes part of our awareness and the more reason we will have to make it truly sustainable and green.
But I don't have anything to pay for it, she said, crestfallen. It really was rather mean of the woman to taunt her with pie. You've already paid for it, said the woman. A carriage passed between them, and once it was gone, so was the woman.